You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will make the Budget 2022 announcement next week. And all sectors are awaiting at least some kind of relief so as to ensure ease of doing business, especially given the pandemic situation at hand. But what does the common man want? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Budget Podcast. In this episode, I'll share with you what different sectors like infrastructure, education, telecom and insurance want from the budget and more importantly, how these changes, if they take place that is, will impact people like you and me. First up, let's see what the telecom sector is looking forward to. To boost growth, competition and to address the liquidity crunch of telecom players, the government had recently approved various structural measures. It had not only rationalized the calculation of adjusted gross revenue, that is AGR, but it also substantially reduced the bank guarantee requirements and interest rates on delayed payments of license fee, among others. It also allowed 100% FDI under automatic rule, which means the distressed sector can raise funds from international sources as well. And now, the sector wants to gather further support from the government on various tax and policy-related matters. Considering that the domestic ecosystem to manufacture telecom gears is still in the nascent stage, the sector is primarily dependent on import of such equipment. And the rise in rates of custom duties on import of core equipment to promote the initiative of Atmanirbhar Bharat has increased the landing cost for telecom service providers. On the other hand, accumulation of input tax credit under GST has further added to the woes of the sector. So given these challenges, the industry is looking for some precipitate measures from the policy makers. According to Bipin Sapra, the tax partner of indirect tax services at EY, the alternative of either allowing the refund of accumulated input tax credit or enabling the adjustment of the same against other statutory levies would propel growth. Moreover, the introduction of provisions under GST to set off payment of GST liability on statutory levies, such as usage of spectrum charges, license fee, etc., by using input tax credit would also be a welcome move. There's also a demand to roll back the increase in GST rate on mobile phones from 18% to 12%. Keeping in mind the need to convert a major population percentage from feature phones to smartphones. Moving on, experts have been calling for better infrastructure for the education sector given the shift towards digital learning. Dr. Pankaj Sharma, who is the director at J.K. Lakshmipat University, says that quality education has become a distant dream for many due to the widening gap in access to education. Therefore, he thinks the government should announce multiple schemes to enhance better internet connectivity infrastructure so that last mile connectivity is ensured and there's access to affordable 5G devices. He suggests that the education curriculum in the higher education institutes should be job ready so that dropout rates can be curtailed. He pointed out that India's education expenditure is only 4.6% of its total GDP and the government must up this and allocate at least about 6% to the sector. Meanwhile, Alka Goyal, who's the founding partner at Alchemy Growth Capital, called for incentives or subsidy linked to job creation for companies, citing unemployment as a major concern. She also said that the government can continue to focus on tax rate simplification and tax-related compliances. This could include reduction in GSTs in certain categories, improving subsidies on adoption of new technology, and increasing tax exemption limit. She also expects allocation for the healthcare sector, especially for additional vaccines, continued upgradation of primary healthcare networks, and developing a mobile healthcare network in the country. Next up, digital inclusivity has been one of the top initiatives of the Modi government since it came to power. The MSME sector contributes about 30% of the GDP, and therefore Harsh Pokharna, the co-founder and CEO of OK Credit, expects this budget to provide a framework that can focus on digital inclusion, streamline process for KYC norms, and ease in disbursement of credit eligible for small businesses. This, according to him, will aid in boosting MSMEs' recovery to pre-pandemic levels. He also says the FM should look at doing away with mandatory GST registration for businesses with a turnover of less than 40 lakh rupees. He says that the reduced compliance and paperwork will bring productivity gains for these businesses, making them up and running faster. Moving on, let's see what the insurance sector expects from the budget. Arthur Thakkar, the co-founder and director at Alliance Insurance Brokers, says that the industry is looking at tax relief measures, especially in the life insurance segment. Term policies are known to be the lowest cost option for creating lifetime security, and therefore, he says separate tax benefits for term insurance outside ATC will immensely be helpful in increasing the penetration. He also says that tax incentives should also be introduced for insurance for retired personnel. He also talked about insurance for MSMEs. Thakkar said that the government and IDRAI should reduce the premiums for MSME insurance and trade credit insurance should be made more flexible so that GIC can offer insurance with more customized covers to SMEs. According to him, GST should be zero to encourage SMEs towards insurance, especially in smaller towns and cities. Lastly, the big question. What does the common man want from Budget 2022? The common Indian's forever expectation is that of having more money in hand. According to Nirav Karkera, the head of research at FISDIM, what tops the common Indian's wish list is revision of Section 80C limit, which allows for a deduction of about 1.5 lakh in a financial year. This is by far the most popular deductible offered to the general public, with limits raised in the budget of 2014 from 1 lakh rupees. Another significant point that he has made is housing for all. While the Prime Minister has been highly vocal about his housing for all vision and has been relying on the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana to realize it, the success of PMAY has been somewhat dismal so far, with only about 45% of urban targets being reached and the target of building affordable houses in the rural segment being extended to 2024 from 2022. Karkera believes that the critical elements of the PMAY include the inclusion of rental housing, home ownership and tax ops to incentivize house purchases. He has also called for focus on rental housing, with the inclusion of house rent as an eligible deduction under the new concessional tax regime. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with more updates on budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.